As you may know, we have three pending free trade agreements that have been fully negotiated. They've been sitting on the shelf in Washington for more than 3 years. So we have repeatedly urged the Congress and the administration to push the ratification of these three free trade agreements. These trade agreements are with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. The Colombia Free Trade Agreement, when approved and fully implemented, will open a market of 43 million people to U.S. pork products. And we estimate that that would translate into an additional $1.34 per head marketed to U.S. pork producers. The Panama Trade Agreement, we predict, will raise hog prices in the United States by about 20 cents per head. Clearly, the most important of the three free trade agreements to us is the South Korea deal. The Republic of Korea FTA would raise U.S. hog prices by at least $10 per head, based on some work that Dr. Dermot Hayes at Iowa State has done in the analysis of that free trade agreement. Just as importantly, these FTAs will create jobs here in America. The Korea deal alone, we believe, would create at least 9,000 new jobs, pork-related jobs, here in the United States. But what happens if these FTAs are not ratified and Congress continues to delay? Dr. Hayes at Iowa State, again, projects that unless these free trade agreements are ratified, not only will we lose the opportunity to export more, we'll be completely out of those markets within 10 years. And that's because those countries are negotiating free trade agreements with other exporters around the world. Canada has recently negotiated FTAs with both Colombia and Panama, and they may soon be implemented. Korea has already has an FTA with Chile that is impacting U.S. exports. And the European Union has negotiated an FTA with Korea that may soon be implemented. So if the U.S. fails to approve the FTAs with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea, not only will we forego more than $10, more than $11.50 a head here, we lose money and the U.S. will lose jobs.